BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC
大家好，欢迎收听地道英语节目，我是王飞。
Hello, I'm Rob.
Did you enjoy the party at the weekend?
Oh, of course. And it was good of William to buy all that food and drink. He's a good egg.
A good egg?
Yes, he's someone who is good to other people.And he's generous too.
我明白了。当我们说某个人是一个 good egg, 也就是说他是一个好人。他们通常对别人好，也很慷慨大方。So, you're telling me William is a generous person because he put on a good party?
Well, not just that. He's reliable as well. He always does what he says he will do, like helping me with the decorating.
我明白了。So, good egg, 不光是说一个人慷慨大方 generous, 并且值得信赖 reliable. So, a good egg is really a nice person to know then.
Oh, yes, a good egg is an all-round good guy.
就是一个大好人,好人一个。Are we really talking about William?
Yes.
Thanks for buying me lunch. You really are a good egg.
I think we can trust her. She really is a good egg.
我们刚才听到的例句里，听到人们说 "You really are a good egg." She is a good egg. 来指那些值得信赖并且很慷慨大方的人。It's a very British term, isn't it?
It is, which is why I tend to say it in a posh voice. Good egg. Of course, the opposite of a good egg is a bad egg. Let's hear how this term is used.
He's a bad egg. I can't rely on him to do anything.
How can I trust you to be on time? You're such a bad egg.
在刚才听到的例句里，人们说 He's a bad egg. You are such a bad egg. 意思是说某人不值得信赖，是个坏家伙，是个坏蛋。Actually, Rob, I meant to tell you, I bought all the food and drink for William's party.He had forgotten to get any.
Really? Did he have egg on his face?
Excuse me?
If you have egg on your face, it means you're extremely embarrassed by your actions.
Oh, 原来如此。如果你说某些人 have egg on their face, 意思是说他们对自己的行为感到非常不好意思，非常尴尬。Yes, William certainly had egg on his face.But we still had a good party.
Of course we did.
好的，听众朋友，别忘了登录我们的网站，收听更多的地道英语表达。我们的网址是 www.bbcukchina.com.
Bye bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。